Yes, hello everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. If this is working, it looks like it is. All right, so just wanted to show you here. Charts here, 4 hour. You can see here, looks like natural gas is resuming its move up. Brent crude, you can forget. You can see that big drop there from yesterday. It might take a while for it to recover. But if you want, you can always put money into that now. It's like classic buying the dip. Another one that I've seen is, actually we'll get to it in a little bit, but the other one is wheat. I did notice this spike yesterday, but there's an article out there that explains why this is happening. It's due to drought, okay? This is on barren, severe drought points to higher prices for wheat crops. Well, you're seeing that now, so now you know. If you want to make some short-term cashola from $15, I'm sorry, it's from, looks like from 637 up to 713, that's a place to go. All right, so continuing along with some other things that I've seen here, not much outside of in the markets here on finance, Yahoo Finance, actually. S&P up over 1.5, Dow's up 1.7, NASDAQ 1.4, I mean, the Russell up 2.93%, that's huge. Oil is back up. And then we get into the mixed bag of Forex. And of course, our digital that one's not doing too good. The bit, you know, but this one's doing okay at 1.47. That's the alternative coins. And then, so things are bouncing back. Ooh, okay. So, let's figure out some other stuff. So as I'm going through these charts here, one thing I want to highlight here is gold. Now, everything really comes down to what you trade in gold. You can see here, Hong Kong, Japan, not doing too good. All these other pairs in Forex pairs are not anything worthwhile to look at. Even China is still in decline. That's a China 50. So there's no performance there at all. Here you can see the euro pound is just moving pretty nice. It's got a long there. Again, how long is that sustainable? I don't know. Asia. Japan looked like it was had a nice long. That may outperform the U.S. just for the next short term. But here is Euro USD. That's starting to take off a little bit. But again, you know, you probably get better performance in what I mentioned already. Thailand, not doing too good. Before I forget, I want to make sure I include this one I didn't see before, was the USD Thai Baht. That was doing incredibly well. I mean, it looks like it's flattening off a bit, but that's a nice run up there that probably people didn't notice, but I did. And continuing along, looking for anything, corn, fairly flat, but I'm not a farmer, so wheat's being impacted more by this drought that I mentioned here in the Barrens. But, you know, it's sad to have to say that, but that's just the world of trading, right? These are the important ones. NASDAQ usually is the one that comes out on top. That's calling for a short there, another short as well. US top 30, doing well, but it's calling for a short. So the question is, will there be continued market pressure on the US? I don't think so, because usually you would see the gold-silver ratio say, otherwise I'm not seeing that at all. France 40, looking good, that long. but I think the equities is just not, it could give you good performance, especially for today, but long term it's tough to say. But for short term, I would say definitely the ones that I've mentioned in the description of the video. Again, we have a second short here, third long call for France. Europe's got one as well. If you ask me, I'd probably put money into France over Europe. Euro, Australian dollars looking pretty good. It's pretty strong as well. Let's see here. Yeah, there's not a lot in the world of Forex, but there are some good movers there. But the problem is to get the same kind of return. Telegram video will be going up in the digital space. There's no leverage needed. Japan 225 is going to long. So quite a few for Singapore, but I wouldn't worry about that. It's never trend. Got some more shorts here for NASDAQ. NASDAQ 100. USD. Russell's looking pretty good. So maybe the Russell out of all the other U.S. indices might be the better one that'll give you better performance. USD INR, not much going on there. Another short for the US 30. Now we're getting in the short term bond 2 year, really kind of looking like it's going nowhere. So let's see here. Sugar, very flat. I mean reverting again. If you ever had one of those really cool working mean reverting strategy, go. Copper. Look at this big decline here. Now, I don't know why that's happening. Well, I do know why. This is base manufacturing. So if this is happening, okay, this is really important to understand, is when you look at the daily, okay, you've had this run up from November till May, okay, with copper. So that's saying we are going to increase prices of consumer product or other trickle-down product because copper is a base metal in industry. But guess what? It's now starting to decline. When you hear about these calls for inflation, this is what you'll probably get used to, is oil. Energy is going to go up, as well as I said, with natural gas is going up as well. That is inflation, no doubt. But when you look at also, I've also shown corn. Wheat's not helping as well, but food and energy is not part of core inflation. And those are the two ones that are being hit hard with inflation. So I'm not sure I can sit here and believe that we have inflation long term. I think we did have inflation up until May. I'm watching some of these media outlets. It's like they're trying to spook people, but inflation is just not there. I'm not seeing it in corn. We might see it in some other commodities as well, but definitely in wheat because of the drought. There's no doubt on that. So continuing along with the indices here, now this is going to be an interesting one. Look at how hard UK got hit. It's not recovering. Compared to, well, France is similar. But, USD, Japanese yen in decline. Or actually, it's moving up. But the key is like, no one wants to hold the U.S. dollar. You're not seeing a lot of currencies here in U.S. dollar in the quote. That's significant. Okay, so this is what I wanted to show you. Gold in Canada is on the rise. Good solid run up there. And also, it's calling for a bunch of longs here. Now, this is temporary, obviously. There's another one here for Australia. That might already hit it. So between Australia and Canada for gold, those are good plays. And I showed you earlier with other currencies, they don't have this kind of performance. So make sure you get that. Now, you would think that gold and Swiss franc would perform as well. You're not seeing that one bit. Here are some examples. Same with euro. But clearly Australia and Canada has given you significant better significance. Pound is looking good there as well, but nothing with a Hong Kong dollar, similar to the New Zealand, where it's performing pretty good. Not as strong as Singapore, but it's doing okay. But the top three are definitely Australia, Canada, and New Zealand for gold. So here we have France again. Now we have a short year call as well. And we're in the good now. So I can stop there, but I just wanted to highlight some of that to you. That definitely, I think moving forward, if things go bad, those are some of the calls there I'd go with. As I said, gold, probably long-term to hedge. As well, if inflation does kick, and wheat short term, because it's going to be harvested between now and the fall season. Natural gas might continue to move up. I do think oil continue to move up. I mean, this is a great dip buy there, no doubt. So there's that. So other than that, I wanted to highlight a couple things here. So if you're interested in this sort of stuff, just make sure you get on our newsletter, under contact here at quantlabs.net, as well as we got our shop, some interesting product. But if you're into the digital space, I'm just showing you some great examples that blow the doors off of what I've just gone through, some 5-10% movers just today alone with those continued moves. So these prices will be definitely going up as well. And for those that are here, I put up another video earlier about moving my social media or off of social media onto a private chat server, which is kind of this one right here. Just to expand the services of that, make it partially free for people as well as the private communication as well. So that's what I'm looking at. And not much else is going on, but we'll be moving fast and steady. But if you want to continue to know what's progressing, the best thing, and I keep saying for now, just get onto the Discord as well as the Telegram, especially the Telegram. I'll keep you up to date where everything's at. Other than that, thanks for watching. And if you're watching right now, just don't forget to go to quantlabs.net, hit the contact page here, or contact tab or menu option, and I'll take you to the form, fill it out. We don't sell your information, all that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.